Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buff like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground,
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, February the 22nd. Friday, February the 22nd of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, I've got a powerful show scheduled for you today. We want to jump right in. We want to talk about what is your spiritual psychosis. We want to talk about this from the perspective of understanding the theme of this entire week, which has been focusing on kingdomology. Kingdomology is truthology, and kingdomology is God's mentality. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that we understand the importance of what is the spiritual dimension that you are inhabiting. What is the cycle or what is the psychosis that you are engaged in? When we talk about cycles and we're talking about psychosis, that gets into understanding something that is really not, you know, we really don't spend a lot of time talking about the subject of understanding that everybody has a cosmic cycle and everyone has a specific cycle year. This is the foundation of understanding what is called the 9-year cycle of time. It goes through the numbers of the cycle that's based upon the numbers 0 through 9. That's a part of the Dear Kinnear Report, and it's also part of the ancient cosmology, which used to be known by everybody, but it's not really taught any longer. It's really hard to find, and I do include it inside the Dear Kinnear Report. So if you go to your Dear Kinnear Report, you have a section in there that shows you your cycle for the year that your report was published. So, for example, in 2019, the cycle will be different from 2018 or 2020. So it's extremely, extremely important to understand your specific cycle. Now, there are 9 stages, if you want to use that term. We want to go through the 9 stages that everybody goes through in life. And because we don't understand what stage that we are in, that causes psychosis. That causes problems. It's extremely important because, you know, I get a chance to do this for a living, and I talk to people that's in different stages, and the stage that they're in, they're trying to do something that is not the right stage or the right time. So we're talking about cycles of time. This is cosmic. This is under over an understanding that there is a spiritual time that he talks about in the book of Ecclesiastics. There's a time to plant, and then there's a time to pluck up. There's a time to live, and then there's a time to die. So when we talk about the stages, there are 9 specific stages that we go through in our spiritual life. Stage number one is what's called the seeding stage. That's the stage that, you know, that you actually plant. Stage number two is the germination stage. That's the stage where, you know, things starts to grow. Stage number three is the manifestation stage. That's the stage where things starts to express. Stage number four is the testing stage. That's the stage where things are, you know, kind of tested to see whether they have value or worth or not. Stage number five is the growth stage. That's the stage where, again, things continue to grow. Stage number six is what is called the harvest or the budding stage. Stage number seven is the blossom stage. Stage number eight is the fruit or the harvest stage. And then stage number nine is the dormant stage or the recycle stage, where you things die and they go back. So you kind of create, you persist or you maintain, and then you destroy, and then you recreate. But the word create is really recreate. So nobody really creates. We just recreate depending on the 8 or the 9 cycles of time that we are engaged in. And because most of us are not aware of the cycles of time that we are engaged in, that leads to a specific feeling or a specific psychosis. So when we talk about spiritual psychosis, we're talking about spirituality. We're not talking about, you know, religion. We're talking about spirituality. So spirituality, as we, you know, understand, is really kingdomology. And kingdomology is truthology. And it's theology, it's cosmology, and it's biology. It's those three things that come together to create what you and I call this specific life. So when we're talking about spirituality, we're talking about the way by which the intent controls the thought. So spirituality is basically being spiritual. So when you're spiritual, it is the animating principle of the body. So that's your intention. So when we're talking about spirituality, we're talking about intentionality. We're talking about what is the most predominant thought. What is the tendency or the tone? So spirituality has to do with the underlining tune, the underlining tone, and the underlining time that we talked about before. So spirituality is really intentionality. It's what you intend to happen. So what happens is usually what you intend to happen. Most of us are not aware what we intend. So spirituality is just spirit. So the first thing we've got to understand is that everything is spirit. You know, God is spirit. Those that worship him in spirit and in truth. But many of us, you know, we're not really taught all of the over, under, and understanding of spirit, because spirit has to do with an expression of specific interest, attitudes, and innate abilities. So when we talk about spirituality, when we talk about your spirit, we're talking about, again, espiritas. So it means in spirit. So spirit is the animating principle of the body, but it's animated based upon your interests and your desires and your innate expressions. So there is a hidden desire that everybody has. That's spirit. So spirit is the thing that's before the thought. So spirit is pre-thought. Spirit is precognition. So once it becomes cognitive, it's not spirit. So spirit is what you think about while you're thinking. But many of us are unaware what we are thinking about while we're thinking. So spirit is how you communicate to your thoughts, communicates to your feelings. Your feelings communicate to your actions. So spirit is intention. Now, this is extremely important because spirit is precognition. Excuse me. It's not cognition. It's the thing that happens before becoming cognitive. Spirit is not genetic. Spirit is like epigenetics. So the word epi means before or above. So spirit is before or above genetics. It's epigenetics. It's not genetics. It's epigenosko. So the Bible calls it epigenosko. So before the nine cycles of time that we just went through, that establishes your specific cycle chart, which is how everything in your life operates. So everything is on a nine cycle period. Everybody goes through these nine stages, and it all starts again with the planting stage. Everything starts with an idea that's planted in the soil of your mind through what we call a thought. So spirit is the precognition. Spirit is before thought. So now that we know what spirit is, now we're going to break down the word psychosis. So everybody goes through a specific psychosis when it comes to their spirituality. And when we talk about psychosis, it's really interesting because psychosis is just like the word, you know, psychic or the word psycho. So the word psychosis actually comes from the word psyche. And psyche, and then the word, you know, osis, O-S-I-S. So when we talk about psychosis, it comes from the Greek, which means animating principle of life. So that's the same word in the Bible for the word spirit. Spirit is the animating principle of life. It's the animating principle of the body. So psychosis, your spiritual psychosis, is the animating principle of the osis, the O-S-I-S. So it's psychosis. So psychosis, a word that means psych or psyche, which means mind, and osis, which means abnormal condition, that gives life. So spiritual psychosis, it is the animating principle that produces an abnormal life or an abnormal condition. So that's why spiritual psychosis, you have to know your psychosis, because if you don't know your spiritual psychosis, it's going to produce an abnormal life. But remember, this is pre-cognition. So this is before the life. This is what happens. So spiritual psychosis is an abnormal intention. So spiritual psychosis is what you intend, but it doesn't take you in. It doesn't take you toward your destiny and your true God-given diakonia. So spiritual psychosis is something that you do that prohibits you from being you. So it's your spiritual psychosis is the thing that you go through. Now, there is a normal life, if we want to use the word normal, that is based upon, again, under, over, and understanding kingdomology and being, and bonding. So when you are expressing, exposing, and expanding yourself, you are fruitful. You are free. If you're not fruitful and if you're not free, you're suffering from psychosis. You're suffering from an abnormal intention. So this is again, it's an abnormal precognition. So we all are cognitive. But if your cognition, if it becomes abnormal, then that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about cognition. So precognition, now remember, cognition is the way that you know something. It's the way that you perceive something. It's the way that you are aware of something. So spiritual cognosis is an abnormal gnosis. It's not normal. It means what you're seeing, you're in a cycle of abnormality. You are always in what I call Groundhog's Day. It is the inability to perceive. It's the inability to recognize. It's the inability to be cognizant. It is the inability to apprehend. It is the inability to be intelligent. It is the inability to regard. It is the inability to give attention. It is the inability to discern. It is the inability to have comprehension. It is the inability to notice. It is the inability to have acknowledgement. It is the inability to have reasoning, awareness, and observation. That, my brothers and sisters, is psychosis. So spiritual psychosis, the animating principle of the mind that allows you to have a normal condition. So psychosis is abnormal. It's not normal. So a spiritual psychosis is the loop that you are in that keeps you from being normal, keep you from beaming. And most people have a spiritual psychosis or a negative habit pattern. So this negative habit pattern is the mental act or a process by which knowledge is acquired. It's the process by which perception is gained. It is the process by which intuition is established. It is the process by which reason and logic is maintained. But the process is faulty. So as we talked about in the private show last night, the whole purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center and what I do is process improvement. Because the process, if it can be improved, it will produce fruit or product. So we're talking about spiritual psychosis that presents or causes a faulty process or growth. So during the nine cycles that we mentioned, and the first cycle that we go through, when you look at your life and the cycle period usually lasts, you go through all nine of these stages, usually within a year. Now, for some people, it's different. Some people, it's longer. Some people, it's shorter. And that's what I focused on inside of the Dear Kinnear Report when we gave you specific dates that talk about what stage or what cycle that you were in, so that way you could and understand your own psychosis. So we started off, as we go through these again, we're talking about the progress or the cycles of time. So it's almost like we have a 9 year or a 9 month or a 9 day, because each one of the nine numbers that's inside of your Dear Kinnear Report. So each number inside of the Dear Kinnear Report represents a cycle. Now, there's a total of 12 numbers in that Dear Kinnear Report. And each one of these numbers, when we talk about, this is the procession of the equinox. Now, the sages of old talked about the cycles or cosmology of the universe. The same way the universe or the cosmology or the cosmos has a cycle or is cyclical, so are you. There is a winter, spring, summer, fall. So that's what we call cosmology. So there is a personal cosmology that you have. And if you don't understand your personal cosmology, that is the way by which, again, cosmos, and let's break this down, is a Greek word that means world. Ology simply means words or the study of words by which the study is established, ology. So ology means words. Cosmos starts really spelled with a K, where with the word cosmos grator. So this is cosology. Now remember, the kingdomology is based upon theology, cosmology, and biology. All of these are ologies. So ologies, again, are words. Because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. So this is an ology of the world. So you are the world. So this is your personal cosmological chart. And I may get into actually doing some of these charts to add, because again, that's just a small section in the Dear Kinnear Report. Because at that point in time, especially when I started this, I didn't want to get into teaching too much, astrophysics or astrotheology, because that's kind of like demonized by the traditional church. So especially when I first started doing Dear Kinnear Reports, I just included a very small section about astrology and cosmology because I didn't want to offend. But now it's a deeper understanding that this is the new age. We're out of the church age, and now we're in the magnetology or the fruitology age. And that's the age of Aquarius. That's the age of the water bearer, where the water has been pouring out on everyone, meaning that the gnosis and the knowledge are being released. So now we are in what is called a spiritual fork. Let me say that again. We're going through a spiritual fork. It's like if there's a fork in the road, you have to make a decision because you cannot stay straight. It's like if you get into an intersection and it's a T, you have to go left or you have to go right. You cannot continue going straight. That's where we're at today. So today, everybody, there is a spiritual fork in the road. Now, your job is to make a decision as to, are you going to continue down the road of spiritual psychosis? It's a cycle that produces abnormality, or you're going to go down the road of kingdomology. That's the cycle that produces fruitology and truthology. It produces fruit. It produces freedomology. It allows you to be free. So it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because everybody has to make this decision for themselves. Nobody can do it for you. So there is a spiritual fork in the road. Now, think about some of the forks in the road just based upon history. If we go back to the horse and buggy, you know, let's say caveman age, and then horses and buggy came along, and the people who made the change and the adjustment and decided to go from walking to buying a horse or getting a horse and buggy, they had an advantage over the people who just walked. So this spiritual fork in the road gives you an advantage if you take the right fork. That's what spiritual psychosis is, people who don't take the right fork in the road. Now, after the horse and buggy age, then there was something called an automobile. Now, the people who had horses and buggies, they had a choice to make. They could upgrade from a horse and buggy and purchase an automobile. The people who got Ford Model T, they got around faster. They could get more done. They were more efficient. They produced more fruit, and they had more freedom because of the technological or the advancement from horse and buggy to automobile. What about the industrial age? What about the age when, you know, they came out with the assembly line? Before the assembly line, you know, before Model T, before Ford came out, or I don't know, maybe it was Deming, I forgot who came out with the assembly line. But the point of the matter is you're at a stage right now where you get to make a choice or a decision. You stay in the church age or the kingdom age. Now, there's a fork in the road, and some people are going to stay with tradition. Some people are going to stay with dominion or authority. You have a choice today. You can join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, or you can just go to the Father and ask him to continue to lead you in the area of personal authority. Or you can continue to stay in the church age. That's the age of spiritual psychosis. Because when we talk about psychosis, remember, it's a process, but the process has a chink in it, or the process is outdated. It's not necessarily that it's a bad process. There's just a better process. There's a process in place that allows you to produce freedom and fruit. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand, because fruitology, magnetology, and freedomology is the result of this spiritual fork in the road. So everybody has a choice today if they want to produce, you know, fruit, which is really just, you know, as we talked about before, the process. And this fruit should, like the Bible talks about, you know, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then the last key, if you want to use that term, I don't know if I would call that a key, but when we talk about spiritual fork in the road, we're getting out of Groundhog's Day, so that way we produce, again, faith, we produce fruit, and then we produce freedom. That overrides fun, fighting, and effing. So the spiritual fork today that you have is to replace the old elves with the new elves. Now, everybody has to make this choice on their own, because spiritual psychosis, you know, you can always tell somebody who's in spiritual psychosis. They have, you know, the other three F's that we just mentioned. They have a lot of fun. They get into a lot of fights and, you know, a lot of procreation. We put it that way. Now, when we talk about spiritual psychosis, this 9 steps are key to getting out of spiritual psychosis. The same 9 steps exist, however, in both systems. the church age and the kingdom age. So that's why it's so difficult to identify spiritual psychosis, because it looks exactly like, again, a horse and buggy looks exactly like, or it moves exactly like, or it has a process that's exactly like an automobile. It's just the automobile is more efficient. So the church has a process in place that looks exactly like the kingdom process, but the kingdom process is more efficient. So psychosis is the process that you're going through that's based upon your individual personal cycle, that's based upon the numbers that's in your chart. So everybody goes through the first stage, which is seeding. The seeding stage is everything new. It's just like the honeymoon stage in a relationship. So in the seeding stage, you get you got a new idea. It's like, you know, you are motivated, you inspired, because seeding is a stage of unlimited possibility. So when we talk about seeding, we're talking about, like, as a farmer, and they're getting ready to plant a seed, there are certain preparations that they got to do before they plant the seed. They got to go in and they got to pull up, you know, they got to till the soil. They got to pull up, you know, any weeds. So when we talk about seeding, we're talking about going through the process. Again, this is psychosis. People go through the process of cleaning house. They go through the process of, you know, mentally. Again, we're talking about spiritual psychosis. So you go through a process of cleaning house spiritually, getting rid of old thoughts, and then you get a quote-unquote new idea, if you will. Because during the seeding process, not only are you cleaning house, but you're actually putting something in the soil. That means you're having a thought, you're putting it in the brain. You get a new idea. Somebody comes up, they offers you a new idea. Somebody said that, hey, you'll be good at this. It's just like when you first came across some of my videos and you listen to some of the videos that I did, and you say that, hey, this is a new idea, or this is something that I may want to consider. And so that is the seeding stage. So the seeding stage is the first stage of the nine stages of spiritual psychosis. But the problem is, a lot of people, the seed, because remember, what is a seed? A seed is a thought. So you get that thought, but the thought may be from thought. It may be from T-H-O-T-H. Now, remember, Thoth is one of the Egyptian gods, but he's the god of magic, the god of wisdom. Yeah, he's the god of writing. Out of all of the Egyptian deity, Thoth is the god of self-creation. He's considered the god that was born of the seed of Horus, Thoth. So Thoth had particular powers, and the powers that Thoth had was the power to produce thought. So the thoughts that come into your head may or may not necessarily come from innate. They may come from outside of the head. So the whole point of seeding is to make sure that the seed, the quality of the seed. So psychosis, remember, is really starting with the wrong seed. So when we're talking about the planting process, which takes us to the second piece of the puzzle, which is germination. So if you start with, and the Bible talks about, you know, seeds, you know, falling on good ground, and, you know, if you put a good seed in bad soil, what happens? You need a good seed and you need good soil in order to produce fruit that leads to freedom. So that way you can have faith. But if you got a bad seed, the germination process it still may germinate, but it's going to be a bad process. Now, the seed that you should use to get out of spiritual psychosis is the seed of Christ. So many of us, we don't have the seed of Christ. We have a seed, but it's not the seed of Christ. So there's a lot of people who are planting seeds, and a lot of people are doing things, but they don't have the seed of Christ. So therefore, they're starting off, before we even get into any of the other nine steps, we were already out in left field. So we have to look at, when you start with the seed, if you don't start with the seed of Christ, it doesn't matter if you go to stage two with the germination stage. It doesn't matter if you go to stage three with a manifestation. It doesn't matter about stage four, when you're getting to what is called a strengthening stage, testing stage. It doesn't matter about stage five, when you get to more growth or more expansion of the seed that's producing the fruit. And then number stage six is the budding stage, where, you know, the fruit actually starts to form, but it's a bud. It's like a little flower. So if you got a bad seed, you're going to have a bad bud. You're going to have a bad the budding process is going to be bad. Then the budding process, the blossom, because once the bud becomes a full flower, if the seed is bad, then the pollination process that goes through by which to produce that flower, that blossom, is bad. And then you're going to go to step number eight, which has to do with actually the manifestation of the fruit. But if you got a bad seed, you're going to have a bad fruit. And then the last piece of the puzzle is step number nine, when the fruit falls to the ground or when the fruit is picked and someone eats the fruit is not going to be good. It's not going to be fully developed. So we go through all through these nine stages of spiritual psychosis and growth. But the problem is to get out of psychosis so that way you don't become psychotic, is you got to have the right seed. So everything depends on the Christ germ seed. So the seed of Christ is what I've talked about, and I've talked about this many shows before. I'm talking about the word firstborn. When Jesus said that when he talked about that he is the firstborn of many brethren, that word firstborn is the Christ seed. And it's called, you know, you have to be able to raise the seed. Now, the seed is the word. In the beginning was the word, the seed, and the word, the seed, was with God, and the word, the seed, was God. So the word is the seed, and the seed is God. So if you have the wrong seed, you're in spiritual psychosis. So your life is going to be abnormal. So the reason that most people's lives are abnormal is they started off with the wrong seed. In the beginning, right from the jump, they had the wrong seed. That leads to spiritual psychosis. So if you are in spiritual psychosis, you might want to examine a seed. That's the purpose. That's the destiny. That's the diakonia. So a lot of people, they're running a right. They're running a race, but it's the wrong race. Now, all through the regeneration process, you know, the Bible is, as I've been saying, it's a code that's in the form of a cube that's expressed through what we call a cross. And the inability to over understand, because spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So enlightenment is really atonement. And so atonement is atonement. It means a tone that is meant for you. Everybody has a tone. Everybody has a tune. Everybody has a tine. And we talked about that already. And so when we look at the Bible, it's basic instructions before leaving earth or leaving the body. And so your job is to make sure that you have the right seed, that you got the Christ seed. That is your destiny. That is your diakonia. So that's the purpose of everything that we do, because your body is the temple of God. The body is the temple. So the temple of God, your body houses the Shekinah glory of God. So when we talk about the body, we're talking about the building, or we're talking about the temple of God. So that's why, again, of those three keys that we talked about that makes up kingdomology, biology, theology, cosmology, biology is a part of it. But without understanding biology, we don't understand that that when we talk about the seed, we're talking about the word. We're talking about God. God, seed, and word, they're all synonymous. They're all the same. So you cannot talk about God without talking about seed. And you cannot talk about seeds without talking about the word. So the seed is the cause. The seed is the new clay. The seed is the nucleus of everything. Therefore, it is the seed that is the most important thing, because in the beginning was the seed. In the beginning was the word. And so when we talk about the seed is the word, and the word hits the eardrum, and it goes or gets into the brain, because that's the soil. That's where the germination process starts. So again, this, brothers and sisters, is extremely important, because anytime you have a pattern in place that is not producing fruit, that is not producing freedom, that is not producing faith, you know you have the wrong seed. And no matter how you slice it and dice it, we have to examine the seed. Because again, the seed is the most important of these nine stages that we're talking about. If you got the wrong seed, you're gonna end up with the wrong fruit. But we got to remember that when we say seed, we're actually talking about the word. When we say the word, we're actually talking about God, because they're all synonymous. They're all the same. So you can't say one without saying or without talking about the other. Now, brothers and sisters, when we break this down, think about something that's extremely important. Everyone has a seed. Everyone is the seed. It's extremely important that when we talk about the seed, we're talking about your individual need that's not a need, because the seed supplies the need. Everybody has the word. Therefore, everybody's needs are that's why the Bible says that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. Because everybody has the seed. Everybody has the ability to think. Everybody has the ability to germinate or to create a thought. Because, again, the word of God is the seed. So when we talk about the scriptures, remember, it's an allegory or it's a symbol. That's why it's called a parable. So the Bible is written in allegories and is written in symbolism. Jesus said he only taught. He never taught unless he taught in a parable. So these parables or these parabole of the Bible, those are the seeds that give us the word. So it's extremely important that you get the word, because that's the nucleus. And you put the word into the good soil and you water it. And how do you water it? You water it with the CSF, the cerebral spinal fluid. You water it with the oil of Manasseh. You water the seed with the secretions and the hormones that's released inside of the body. So the seed is placed inside of the body, and it is watered by, again, all of the liquids or fluids or water of the body that's produced by the body. That brings about a christened or a Christ. So when the Bible talks about the Holy Land, going to the Holy Land, the Bible is just talking about the body. If you were to look at a map and go to the Holy Land, look at the Dead Sea. Look at the Jordan River. Look at Jerusalem. Look at the map of the quote unquote Middle East. And if you start at the Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea. That is just like it's straight up and down. It looks exactly like the spinal cord. When we look at the anatomy of that region of the world, it's exactly like the anatomy of the human body. And so when we talk about under over understanding how to get out of spiritual psychosis, it is the abnormal interpretation, understanding, and administering of the word or the seed. Now, you can take a good seed, but if you store it wrong, if you put too much water, if you put it in the wrong soil, what's going to happen is that you're going to destroy the seed. So your job is to understand how do we take the seed, word of God, and plant it inside of our brain, which is the soil, water it with this thick, oily substance that is called, again, colostrum, that it talks about inside of the biology of the Bible, and it's to understanding how that, again, this gets into all the stuff that I've been talking about, all the books that I've written, that breaks down this entire process. Now, the goal of today's show is to get you out of spiritual psychosis, which simply means Groundhog's Day, which simply means no fruit, no faith, no freedom. So in order to get those three F's and replace the fun, fighting, and effing, you need the light of the world. You need Yahushua. You need God, because God is light. He didn't produce light. He is light. So by simply aligning ourselves with the word of God, guess what happened? God takes over. Because inside of, as I would be breaking down, I'll be breaking this down a little bit more also on Sunday, as we talk about, again, Adam, we talk about Atum, and we talk about Atun. And then we get to Etam, where we talk about etymology, and we talk about Atom, and then we talk about Atum. And then we talk about Adam, and we can add in Abzu. because this gets into the ology of each one of these that allows you to activate the Christ seed or the Spirit of God that's inside of you. That's how you destroy spiritual psychosis. So you get out of doing the same thing spiritually by under, over, and understanding, connecting with the true Spirit of God. It's omnipotent, it's omnipresent, it's omniscient, it's omnisimplistic, and it's omnibenevolent. When you get in contact, as I talk about in my book, the Substance, it's extremely important to under, over, and understand that God is spirit. He didn't create spirit, he is spirit. God is love. God is light. So it is God that creates what you and I call the ether or the air or the power that is in the air. It is this etheric plasma universe that it contains trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of what you and I call atoms. But the atoms is the atoms, and the atoms is the atoms, and the atoms is the atoms or the etymologies, which is what I do for a living. So the ability to understand etymology is the ability by which to get out of what you and I call psychosis, to get out of the spiritual Groundhog's Day. Because remember, psychosis is an abnormal cycle. It's a cycle, but the cycle just produces fun. The cycle produces fighting, fear of fight, you know, fight or flight or freeze. Or the cycle produces just, you know, procreation. So our job is to examine the process that we have that produces the fruit. And now if it's the fruit that we want, okay, we're good. We don't need to change the cycle. But if your cycle is producing fear, if your cycle is producing, you know, flight, or if your cycle is producing freeze, then you wanna check the cycle because you're in psychosis. And the only reason, the only way you can be in psychosis is based upon the 9 steps that we talked about previously. Step one is where you make your mistake, because step one is the seed. So we don't have to worry about none of the other 9 steps of the spiritual cycle, because everybody is in this cycle. And this cycle is controlled by the first cycle, the first step, which is the seed. Because if you plant the wrong seed, you're going to start the wrong process. That's going to manifest the wrong fruit. That's going to bring about the wrong test. That's going to bring about the wrong growth. That's going to produce the wrong bud. That's going to produce the wrong blossom, the flower that's there before the fruit. That's going to produce the wrong fruit. And then you're going to eat the wrong fruit. You're producing bad fruit. The Bible says that a bad tree produces bad fruit. And a good tree produces good fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit. And a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. So the Bible specifically states or verifies this spiritual psychosis. So if you start off with a bad seed, you're going to end up with a bad fruit. So you can't start off with a bad seed and then turn that bad seed into a good fruit. So you need to start with a good seed. And the seed is the Word of God. It's not the word of men. But that's the problem. That's why there has been and is an attempt to manipulate the word of God. But the word of God is infallible. There are infallible proofs or truths that's inside of the world, inside of the word, that is surrounded by this etheric nuclear energy that you and I call light. This produces those 5 omnis that we talk about and that I talk about inside of my book. And it's extremely, extremely important, because otherwise you stay in psychosis. And as we broke down, it is the animating principle of an abnormal life. So everybody that has an abnormal life, the reason that they have an abnormal life, what is an abnormal life? No fruit, no freedom, no faith. Your life is abnormal. But the only way to have an abnormal life, if you got abnormal fruit. It's a misinterpretation of the word. It's the inability to and understand the word. Because the other 9 steps, the other 8 steps, they are all following the first step, seed. If you have the wrong seed, you will have need. But if you have the right seed, you will have no need. Because the right seed supplies all your need. That's all you can tell if you got the right seed. If you got a need in your life today, you got the wrong seed. Because the right seed supplies all your needs. Because the Father said, supply all your needs according to his riches and his glory. So to get out of this thing that we call psychosis is extremely, extremely important, my brothers and sisters, for you to start off. Now, again, the other eight steps of these of the nine steps of the cycle, because remember, we talk about cosmology, and again, based upon all the ancient texts. And, okay, Brother Will, how do you prove it? Well, you can go in the book of Genesis, as I've talked about on pretty much all my shows. It's inside of your Dear Canary Report, and I break down the cosmology or the astrology or what I call theomathematics and biblical alphanumerics. And what does that mean? That is the, again, what it talks about in the book of Job, in the book of Genesis, the heavens declare. God knows the stars by name. He numbered and named the stars, according to Genesis, 5:15. So we can understand everything, because everything is cyclical. Everything is cyclical. Everything operates on a specific cycle. But if we don't know that, then we are caught off guard. If you think that summer, spring, winter, and fall are not going to happen, unless obviously you're in a tropical environment. But for the most part, most people experience seasons. There's nothing you can do to start it or stop it. You can't speed it up or slow it down. It's based upon the universal time clock that was established by a universal creator that created this universal system. So all of these energies are expressed in numbers. Everything on earth is defined by a numerical configuration. All life can be reduced down and explained by numbers because it's infallible. See, the current, if you want to use that term, of the number sequence brings into alignment a series, what process, a systematic step. Psychosis is a systematic process in place, but the process is flawed. Therefore, you get a flawed result called need. So you may have a job, but the job not providing you with enough funds by which to pay your bills. So that's called the working poor. There are people out there called the working poor. They work, but they still poor because their alignment with the series of numbers needs an adjustment in order to create balance. So I don't care where you go and what country you're in, all you got to understand is numbers. Language can change. I can take out dots and tittles, and I can change it, and nobody can notice. But if I say 2 + 1 equals 4, everybody going to be like, what? Hold up a minute. I thought 2 + 2 equals 4. See, I can change letters, but I can't change numbers. I can change letters and nobody would notice. But if I change numbers, everybody's going to notice that. So numbers, my brothers and sisters, allows us, and numbers contain, because letters are translated into numbers. But numbers align with the photon light expression. So each number is infused with a innate personality trait, if you want to use that word, of the big G. And it's expressed, exposed, and expanded inside of you based upon the letters of your name. That establishes your cycle. That establishes your psychology. That establishes your personality. So I can tell your personality just based upon the numbers that's inside of the name. Because each number contains light particles. And these light particles are photons, packages of light. And Yahushua is a force or a photon or a package of light. He didn't create light. He is light. So you contain pieces or particles, if you want to use that word, of Yahushua. And so it's the ability to understand that numbers and letters and you go hand in hand. So you cannot separate the number from the letter or the letter from the personality, because number establishes letters establishes numbers, numbers establishes personality. So clocks gives us time. Everything that you do in life, when you find your home, you go by your address. You got a social security number. You got a date of birth. You go to work on time. Everything, numbers are the universal language of the universe, not just Earth. Everything speaks numbers. Everything is based upon numbers. Numbers, they actually activate the brain. Right numbers, you get the right feeling. Wrong numbers, wrong feeling. So if you got a number that you normally get on payday, and it's payday, it's a date, it's a number. You get paid on a number, and they give you numbers. And you take those numbers, and you got a number you got to pay for your car. You got a number that you got to pay for your house. You got a number when you go out to eat that you got to pay to get the meal. You got a number. Everything on earth can be broken down to numbers. The ability or the inability to over and understand numbers is what determines your length of time in psychosis. So the only way to get out of psychosis is to over and understand your numbers. If you don't understand your numbers, because the principle of consciousness and intelligence, as we call it, the ability to understand God's divine plan, the ability to have what we call reason and logic, all of that is based upon numbers, because it gives you clarity. And the only thing that can produce perfection is numbers. Everything else, you can fudge it. And there's different variations of Spanish. There's no different variations of numbers. Numbers produce clarity. Everything else can be fudged. Everything else can be changed. Everything else can be manipulated. But cladonomics comes from a Greek word, cladonomos, which means the one who receives by lot, by heir, by share. He's allotted. It's an allotment. An allotment is an accounting term. It is a number. So you are allotted by right of sonship. You obtained a portion. You obtained a piece. These are all accounting terms. These are all number or numeric. It's where I get to coin the word cladonomics. Clados and economics. Those two words come together is the economics of the kingdom. So this is the economics of the kingdom age. So everybody that's listening to this show, in order to get out of psychosis, you got to know your numbers. Because God expresses and exposes what he has chosen. He could have chosen anything. He's chosen to express himself through numbers. When numbers is not known, abuse is inevitable. Because numbers give you purpose. Because I find your purpose by adding up the numbers in your date of birth. Numbers, my brothers and sisters, the Bible uses numbers in patterns. Jesus went into the desert for 40 days. The Israelites, they wandered around in the desert for 40 days. Numbers are patterns. We see the number 12. We talk about the 12. There's 12 disciples. There's 12 months in a year. There's 12 inches in a foot. And this is, there's so many things that broken down into numbers. The ability to over and understand even the name Yahushua or the name Jesus in gematria comes out to a specific number. And that number is 8. Represents, again, we're talking about the number of this year that we're in or going into, which is the age of the 888 or the age of Aquarius. Again, numbers. So brothers and sisters, when we're talking about spiritual psychosis, we're talking about the word. And letters or words are broken down by numbers. It is your job to over and understand your numbers and the numbers of the people that you are associated with, not only on the job, but in your life, and especially in your relationships, because that helps you, gives you a better understanding of the individual's psychosis or their cycle, because everybody is cycling. We're going through a cycle. You can be on the good cycle or a bad cycle. I just recommend a good cycle because, again, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. He has determined the number of the stars, and he calls each star by name. Psalms 147, verse 4. Psalms 147, verse 4. So, brothers and sisters, it's extremely important that you get out of your psychosis. And the only way that I know, that I found out, to get out of your psychosis, the way that you stop something is to start something. So you start connecting with the true, authentic God of the kingdom, because he's the king and he has given you specific keys. These keys unlock the door of wealth, the door of health, the door of wisdom, the door of great relationships. And it allows you to become a magnet, so that way you draw everything that you need into your life to establish the life that the Father, the big G, has designed and established for you. Psalms 89 verse 27, Psalms 89 verse 27 says, "You are my Father, my God, the rock of salvation, my Savior, my promised Redeemer from death." It is the Christ seed that destroys death. Christ himself said, "Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory?" This is the seed of immortality. The seed takes care of all of your needs. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint?